With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Fresh off their humiliating defeat in one of the biggest political fails in recent memory, the Democrats, if you can believe it, are at it again. Like Wile E. Coyote, they're setting up their elaborate trap for President Trump only to end up springing it on themselves. I'm talking about yet again one of the most spectacular political self-owns you'll ever witness, and I'm going to show you exactly how it all unraveled. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Today is the first official day of the reopening of the U.S. federal government. After 40-plus days of the Democrats' collective temper tantrum over the Republicans supposedly refusing to debate the very expiration of Obamacare tax subsidies that the Democrats themselves caused to expire. What are the Democrats obsessed with today? On this first day of the government's reopening, is it Obamacare? Is it those subsidies? No, it's Jeffrey Epstein. House Democrats on the Oversight Committee just released three emails from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. The timing was, of course, calculated. They just suffered one of their worst political defeats since last November. They were absolutely crushed in the Schumer shutdown. That's the clear consensus among both Democrat and Republican pundits. And so, desperate to try to erase this humiliating defeat from our collective consciences, they decided to dig up the old bones of Epstein in the form of three emails. One email from 2011 showed Epstein writing to Ghislaine Maxwell, quote, "I want you to realize that that dog that hasn't barked is Trump. The victim spent hours at my house with him." Another email from 2019 said Trump knew about the girls as he asked Ghislaine to stop. Democrats, of course, as they were orchestrated to do, they were celebrating that this is it. This is a smoking gun. You see, Trump knew. He knew about the girls. He was with them. Representative Robert Garcia called it proof of a cover-up. And of course, the media, who are Democrats, they're simply the mouthpiece of the Democrat Party, did what they're trained to do as mindless seals. They ran wild with speculation. This was supposed to be their moment. They would turn the aftermath of one of their worst political defeats into a counterpunch and finally take Trump out. But here's where it gets absolutely incredible. The Democrats, as you just saw there, redacted the victim's name in those emails. They blacked it out. They just put victim where her name was supposed to be. Now, why would they do that? That's the question nobody in the legacy media seems to be asking. And of course, because they've been trained not to ask questions that would result in the actual reporting of news. They're only interested in pro-Democrat narratives. And boy, do the Democrats need something like that right now, especially after the fallout from their Schumer shutdown disaster. But this latest desperate attempt at distraction appears to be blowing up in their faces from not just one, but actually two different angles. First and foremost, perhaps most embarrassingly, nobody cares. This is a non-issue. It's a non-issue for the vast majority of the country. Here's Scott Jennings on CNN making this very point.
Again, I think these things are being thrown out to try to smear Donald Trump, obviously, to try to change the subject away from the Democratic failures for having shut down the government for 43 days and inflicted pain on the American people. But nothing that I have seen in any of these documents prove anything, tell me anything. No one's ever disputed that Donald Trump knew Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, we've known that for years and years and years. We knew that yesterday. We know it today. And I just don't think, frankly, Caitlin, the American people, when they're looking at the pantheon of issues they've got going on right now, I just don't think this one ranks in that high for them.
And he's exactly right. I mean, you list out the priorities and concerns that Americans have, especially after 40 plus days of a government shutdown, from cost of living, affordability, very rising healthcare premiums that Democrats were claiming that was their number one issue of concern. You take those priorities and you'll see Epstein doesn't appear anywhere on that list. This is a political loser for the Democrats. But it gets even worse, because the Republicans immediately released the name of that victim that the Democrats redacted. The victim's name was Virginia Giuffre. And I say was because she is no longer with us. So there was no reason on the planet for Democrats to redact her name other than protect their own political misjudgment. Now, if you don't know who Virginia Giuffre was, she was one of the most prominent accusers of Jeffrey Epstein. She testified against him. She sued Prince Andrew. She literally took down one of the most powerful men in the world. Her testimony was credible, believed, and it helped put Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for 20 years. And here's what makes this story absolutely insane. This is precisely where this story takes an astonishing twist. But first, gang, while President Trump is still fighting hard for us in Washington, the recent election results, those recent local state victories claimed by Democrats, signal a looming wealth threat situation that we can't ignore. Now, this isn't about today. It's about the future power the radical left is consolidating against us. These victories are the first major step in a revitalized progressive agenda engineered by the radical left and deep state operatives who see your hard-earned success as the prime source of revenue for their socialist plans. The loony left's agenda is clear, and it's aimed squarely at your financial future. They're openly saying it. They're planning direct hits on your savings through aggressive policies targeting capital gains, estate taxes, and your traditional retirement accounts. So what's the answer? How can you protect your estate from the lunatic left? Enter Block Trust IRA's Animus AI, a patriotic, revolutionary crypto solution that's rewriting the rules of retirement investing. But this goes way beyond investing. This is your defense against any future threats to plunder your savings, your retirement, and your dreams. Since 2020, Animus AI has done what seemed impossible, outperforming Bitcoin by over 250%. We're talking about an AI trading system that spots key market movement and patterns ahead of the game with a precision no human can match, literally taming the volatility that comes with crypto investing. So whether you're a truck driver, a small business owner, or a teacher, Block Trust IRA represents your chance to build a protective financial shield to withstand the inflationary and tax-driven assaults coming from any progressive political ideology assault on your wealth. Countless concerned investors have already taken action. Small business owners, freelancers, and everyday Americans have discovered how traditional investment strategies leave them exposed to future tax hike threats. With Animus AI, they're building real, meaningful wealth defense strategies, erecting a fortress around their family's future. And the best part is Block Trust IRA combines the tax advantages of an IRA with the growth potential of crypto and the risk management of an AI-powered trading platform. It's a tour de force of not just investing, but generational wealth protection. And with $200 million in insurance coverage, military-grade security, and access to over 60 cryptocurrencies, Block Trust IRA offers more than just an investment. It offers peace of mind, whatever the future brings. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now and speak to a crypto IRA wealth protection expert. You can qualify for up to $2,500 in bonus crypto just for getting started. This is how we fight back, gang. Not with fear, but by protecting what's ours. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com and secure your future today. Virginia Giuffre repeatedly, consistently, and under oath testified that Donald Trump did nothing wrong. Period. Full stop. Let me say that again because this is the entire story. The victim Democrats used to imply Trump was involved explicitly, repeatedly cleared him of any wrongdoing multiple times. In her posthumous memoir, Nobody's Girl, published just last month after she reportedly died of suicide in April, I'll let you be the judge, Giuffre wrote about meeting Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And her exact words were, quote, "Trump could not have been friendlier, telling me it was fantastic that I was there." She worked there. She met him when she was 16 or 17, working at Mar-a-Lago before Maxwell recruited her. Trump asked if she babysat. I mean, that was it. That was their interaction. No impropriety, no allegations, nothing. But it gets even better, or worse if you're a Democrat. In a 2016 court deposition, under oath, under penalty of perjury, Giuffre was asked directly about Trump. The lawyer asked, quote, "Have you ever been in Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's presence with one another?" And her answer was an unequivocal no. She was asked if Trump ever flirted with her, something a tabloid had earlier claimed. Her response was absolutely not. Quote, "Donald Trump never flirted with me." She said explicitly that Trump never participated in any nefarious activities with any of the girls caught up in Epstein's salacious web. Now, seriously, let this hit you, especially given that she's no longer with us. This is the same woman Democrats just tried to use to imply Trump was guilty. The same victim whose name they deliberately hid from you. I mean, there is clearly no depth too low for these vile creatures known as Democrats. Now, interestingly, CBS News, not exactly a conservative outlet, but who nevertheless had to pay out tens of millions of dollars to Trump after they tried to doctor that disastrous Kamala Harris interview, they're on their best behavior here. While other legacy media outlets are busy slobbering over these pathetic Democrat lies, CBS made it absolutely clear that President Trump has never been actually accused of wrongdoing the Epstein case. He's and has denied involvement in Epstein's crimes, and there's no shred of evidence that suggests otherwise. Most certainly, not these redacted emails. And we should note that the Democrats actually had access to 23,000 pages of documents from the Epstein estate, 23,000 pages. And out of all that, they came up with these three emails to leak to the media because they're the only three emails that mention Trump. And they deliberately redacted the name of the victim, knowing that the victim had previously cleared Trump under oath. But here's what they didn't count on. They didn't count on Republicans immediately calling them out. They didn't count on the White House pushing back hard with truth getting out with that very person they used as evidence had personally repeatedly exonerated Trump. No, this also connects to a larger pattern, right? President Trump actually kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago decades ago. That's not speculation. That's documented. Giuffre was one of the numerous girls that Epstein, being a Floridian himself, recruited from Mar-a-Lago via Ghislaine Maxwell. That's exactly why Trump banned him from Mar-a-Lago. Meanwhile, actual Epstein survivors, seven women who testified about their abuse, went on ABC News in September and said there was absolutely no impropriety whatsoever on the part of President Trump. That's why this thing basically died just a couple of months ago, only to be resurrected by these now freshly embarrassed Democrats after the fallout of the Schumer shutdown. And here's the final twist that makes this whole thing almost poetic. Democrats have been demanding Trump release the Epstein files for months now. They've accused him of a cover-up. But when actual documents get released, they prove the opposite of everything the Democrats have claimed. All the evidence, all the victim testimony released, all clear Trump. And in the process, completely crushed the credibility of those who are desperately trying to leverage the case for partisan attacks just to cover up their own political humiliation. Democrats once again attempted to weaponize the Epstein document release against Trump, but the victim's own testimony and unsealed records repeatedly clear his name, making their political attack once again blow up in their faces.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.